It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. We're going to begin a series that I believe the Holy Spirit ordained for somebody who's listening right now. Not next week, not next month, but today. We're going to call this week the God who walks into your crisis, because life has seasons, and some seasons are gentle, some are ordinary, but other seasons, they become fiery. And the thing about the fire is, you never schedule it, you never expect it, you never wake up in the morning thinking, boy, today is the day everything changes, and yet it happens. You get a phone call, you hear the doctor's voice, you see your bank statement, you walk into a conversation that just knocks the wind out of you. Maybe you discover a betrayal, or you face the fear and watch your dream collapse. But friend, there's a promise that's older than your pain. It's stronger than your fear, and it's more powerful than the circumstance you find yourself facing today. And that is, you don't walk into the fire alone. There's a fourth man in the flame. Today's message, I've called it, When God Steps Into the Fire. And we're going to bring the story of the three Hebrew children from the book of Daniel. And I want you to settle in your heart today, friend. Open your spirit, because God is going to minister to you deeply today. I believe that. I believe all of us find ourselves facing unexpected problems. But the God we serve, He doesn't just calm the fires in our life. He climbs into them with us. He doesn't just bless you outside the storm. He stands with you in the eye of the hurricane. And today we're going straight into one of the most supernatural stories in the Bible. It's found in the third chapter of Daniel. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the God who steps into their flames. We love to talk about faith, about miracles, about standing strong, about God's provision, but we often skip the part where faith puts you in the furnace. The three Hebrew boys, they didn't end up in the fire because they sinned. They didn't end up in the fire because they were rebellious. They weren't running from God. They were obeying God. They were honoring God and worshiping Him. And yet they were thrown into a fire because of it. See, some of the fires you face aren't because something is wrong in your life, but because something is right with your walk. The devil, your adversary, he tries to make your life miserable. See, sometimes obedience leads you into opposition. Sometimes faithfulness leads you into the fire. But here's the truth. The fire you're in right now may not be the fire you caused, but it will be the fire that God uses. Let me slow this down. You may be in the fire of a sickness. You didn't cause it. You didn't ask for it. But God will somehow use your deliverance for His glory. You may be in the fire of a heartbreak that you didn't deserve. You didn't provoke it. God will redeem it, friend. He mends the brokenhearted. You may be in the fire of grief, and you didn't choose the loss. You didn't say goodbye by choice. But God will comfort you in ways you've never known before. If you're in the fire of anxiety or fear or maybe just emotional exhaustion and you feel the flames rising, hear me today, friend. The fire is not God's judgment on you. It's God's stage to reveal Himself to you. Now, the enemy always heats the fire before God shows up. The Bible said in verse 19 of Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. Now, why did he do that? Because the devil is a drama queen. He always tries to intimidate you before God intervenes. 7 times hotter. 7 times means more fear, more pressure, more intimidation, more voices saying, this is it, you're done, give up. Have you ever noticed right before God does something big, the enemy seems to turn up the heat? I mean, right before your breakthrough, the fear rises. Right before your healing, the symptoms worsen. Right before a miracle, the attack intensifies. Why? Because the enemy always fights hardest when he knows his time is shortest. And the hotter the fire, the closer the fourth man is to you. Somebody's listening right now, and your fire may be much worse this week. This month may be your most difficult month, but let that be a sign that God is near. He's not distant. He's not distracted. He's not delayed. He's near. And my friend, the chains melt before you do. In Daniel 3:23, it tells us these three men fell into the blazing fire, but verse 25 said, "But look, I see four men unbound walking, and the fourth looks like the Son of God." See, they went in bound. They went into the fire tied. They went in restricted and helpless. But once God stepped into the fire didn't consume them. It freed them, friend. Let that settle into your spirit today. The fire of the enemy designed to destroy you could be the very fire that God brings deliverance in your life. You may be in the fire, but the fire is breaking chains today. Chains of fear, chains of shame and regret. Don't be afraid of the fire, because the fire is freeing you today. Let me give you a picture. I love the story of the potter in Jeremiah. See, the potter shapes the clay, he molds vessels, and he designs the pottery. And you say, why does the clay have to go into the kiln? And the potter will tell you why it has to face such heat. He says, without the fire, the vessel won't hold anything. Without the fire, it stays fragile, and the cracks stay hidden. But when it goes into the fire strengthens the pottery. It seals what the potter has shaped. See, the fire reveals the weak places, and the fire hardens the places that were soft. It seals the identity of the vessel. See, God is using the fire in your life right now to seal the work that He began in you. You may feel like you're in a kiln, but you're being strengthened and not shattered. You're being prepared for greater purpose, and you're being equipped for future pressure that's going to come. God is shaping you into a vessel worthy of the calling on your life. The fire isn't your enemy. It's part of the formation of what God is doing in your life. Let's talk about the fourth man in the fire. When you read the story in Daniel, the third chapter, Nebuchadnezzar looks into the furnace and he says, I see four men, and the fourth one looks like the Son of God. See, this is Christ appearing in the midst of a fire. Not an angel, not some random figure, not a hallucination from the heat. This was Jesus. And Jesus didn't wait outside the furnace. He didn't call encouragement to the boys from a distance saying, hang on, hold on, it's going to get better. He stepped into the fire with them to guarantee they would be safe from all harm. He didn't deliver them from the fire. He carried them through it, friend, and that's important because we ask God, why didn't you stop this fire from starting? And God will tell us, if I stopped every fire, you'd never discover my presence in the flames. Friend, God doesn't always deliver people from fires. Sometimes the greater miracle is how he delivers us through it. God didn't keep Daniel from going into the lion's den. What he did is he met him there. God didn't keep Jonah from the belly of a fish. He spoke to him inside of the fish. God didn't keep Paul from the shipwreck. He saved him through it. See, God doesn't always remove the fire, friend. He reveals himself inside the fire we're facing. So your crisis, it's not evidence of God's absence. It's evidence of God's involvement. And then, friend, listen to this. This is very important. Your test becomes your testimony. Let's go to the end of the story. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 27 said this, they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. I love that. Not even the smell of smoke. Some people walk through fire and they carry the smoke for years. Bitterness, anger, trauma, of everything they went through. But when God steps into the fire, you walk out healed. You walk out restored and you're free. not smelling like what you went through. Somebody's listening today, you need to hear this. You won't even smell like the season you went through. You won't look like the battle that you fought. You won't carry the trauma forever that you're going through today. Friend, you'll come out clean. You'll come out blessed. And you'll come out promoted. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 30 says, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Sometimes our greatest promotion comes after the fire. Victory comes from obedience, friend. Breakthrough comes after the battle. And the testimony comes after the test. Several years ago, I heard from a missionary who lived in a region where wildfires were common. And a wildfire swept through miles of forest. Animals ran, homes were burned, and people fled. The fire consumed everything in its path. But when it finally stopped, he walked the charred remains of the woods and he found something unusual. There was a large bird, dead and burned, sitting on the ground. It hadn't flown away. It hadn't protected itself. It looked like it had simply let the fire take it. But the missionary nudged it with a stick, and underneath the bird, there were three tiny chicks that ran out alive. See, the mother bird had absorbed the fire to protect her children. And in that moment, the missionary whispered, "This is what Jesus did for me." Friend, Jesus didn't just walk into your fire. He walked into the fire before you were born. He stood in your place. He took my place on the cross. He absorbed the flame. He bore the heat. He took the judgment of God for everything I had ever done wrong. He endured suffering on the cross, friend. So when you face your fire, you face it with Him and not alone. Now let's close this message today with the truth that somebody desperately needs to hear. God is not only going to walk into your fire, friend, but He will walk you out of it. He walked with them in the flames with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and He walked them out of the flames. And God will do the same thing for you. You won't stay in this furnace forever. You will not stay in the pain forever that you're going through today. You won't stay in the darkness or stay in that fear forever, because the fire is not permanent. It's passing. God doesn't bring you into the fire to leave you there. He brought you into the fire to bring you out stronger, better, wiser, closer. The fire is the path. It's not the destination. Now, friend, I want you to take a moment right now and feel this deeply. Where is your fire? It's in your mind? Is it in your marriage, your health, your emotions, your family, your finances? You may feel the heat, you may feel the pressure, and even the fear. But the word today is this: look again. There is another in the fire. You're not alone. You're not forgotten. You're not abandoned. Jesus is with you in your crisis right now. Thank you for joining me today, friend. Walk in grace. He loves you.
In a world divided by fear, God called one man to stand with courage. His name was Joshua. Before the walls of Jericho ever fell, before Israel ever crossed the Jordan, God sent two spies into a hostile land, and one of them witnessed the impossible. This is his story, a story of shadows and secrets, of daring faith behind enemy lines, of a God who keeps His promises even in the darkest places. The Faithful Spy is a gripping biographical novel of Joshua, a journey of courage, destiny, and the unseen hand of God guiding His people home. If you love powerful biblical fiction, if you love stories that stir your spirit and strengthen your faith, then step into Canaan. Walk with the spies and discover the courage that only God can give.
My novel, The Faithful Spy, a novel of Joshua from my biographical novel series, is available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.